Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Friday night at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Eric Bach joined by Gavin Logan, who hit the big grand slam the other night to deliver the Soddies their first win in 2026. Second homer of the year for you, sir. How you feeling to start 2026 at the plate?
Yeah, pretty good. I think a lot of the stuff kind of started in the offseason with some feels of the swing and stuff like that, and then carried it into spring training, and it's just kind of kept going. So hopefully keep it going and keep taking good ABs, hitting the ball hard. That's all you can really ask for.
Any specific mechanical adjustments that you made in the offseason?
No, I wouldn't say anything crazy. Just kind of getting my hands in a good spot. Nothing too crazy this last offseason. The offseason before, I made a good amount of adjustments, but nothing too crazy. Just really focusing on getting on top of the baseball, using my top hand a lot, trying to drive the ball lower on the field. A lot of bigger ballparks here, and the ball will fly here in certain places, especially at home. But definitely don't want to try and pull the ball a whole lot and like think about that and trying to get it up in the air. I'd rather stay lower, and if it happens, it happens. It goes out.
Yeah, you had a pull side homer the other night, and you went oppo for your first homer on opening weekend at Hodgetown. Over half of your hits at this level are for extra bases. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I don't really even have anything for you. It is definitely really weird. I remember thinking about it after the season was over last year, and I don't know. It's just something. Obviously, I would like to get a few more hits, like base knocks in there, just to get on, get that average up. But hey, whatever works.
And obviously, you're a catcher. The starting pitching has been really good for this ball club to start this season. A lot of guys early in the game feels like have been able to do what they've wanted to against the opponent's lineups. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, I think that just goes with like them coming in and having a good plan of attack for the guys in the other lineup, and just kind of focusing more on them and not as much of like each individual hitter. Like there'll be a couple guys in the other lineup that we'll highlight, but really focusing in and honing in on their attack plan and what they need to do to be better and what they need to do to get to the next level. And for the most part, like they've done a really good job of doing that in the game, and hopefully keep it going and keep pushing on that.
What's it like to be from rural Alberta, Canada?
Oh, I love it there. It is the best place on earth. I love it. A lot of people might not like it. A lot of people, if they go there for the first time, they'd be like, why the heck would you like it here so much? But I just loved how I grew up, the lifestyle, the kind of the small town vibe. After being away from home for a long time now, you definitely see a different perspective on it. I love it there.
Got to be nice to go back to the solitude of that space after the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure, especially after 8, 9, 10 months at times, every day around a lot of people. And don't take it the wrong way. Like, love being around the guys and, like, what we do and everything like that. But at some point of the year, you do need that kind of downtime, the alone time, be around the fam, enjoy that time, and just kind of let the body heal after the season.
Life is about balance. Yeah. We're talking with Gavin Logan here on the ANB pregame show. Last one for you. What do you think this team needs to do to turn these close losses into wins?
I think we're getting close. I mean, eventually it's going to start going our way. We just need to keep coming in and day out, getting our work in. Stuff will eventually go our way if we just keep taking care of little things and keep having our plan and our approach on the mound, in the box. Like, we'll get there.
Gavin Logan joins us on the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It continues next on News Talk 940 AM.